God therefore forbids divination. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. Divination is astrology. For all they that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. He scattered men, but the damage was done. And from this wicked, adulterous city came an evil, devilish religious system, as well as occult secrets. And this evil, devilish religious system is Satan's counterfeit religion, shrouded in mystery and secrecy. Such teachings as purgatory come from Babel. The confessional comes from Babel. The use of holy water comes from Babel. Celibacy of priests and nuns comes from Babel. Lent comes from Babel. Bells and candles. Absolution by a priest. All of those teachings are not scriptural. Where did they come from? They come from Babel. They come from Babylon. But the central mystery had to do with the beautiful wife of Nimrod. And her name was Semiramis. Not only beautiful, but clever. And she established in Babylon a system of idolatrous worship. When Nimrod was killed while hunting, later, she gave birth to a son, supernaturally, supposedly, without a human father, born of the Great Spirit. Satan's counterfeit of the seed of the woman who would bruise the serpent's head. That the Lord said to Satan in the garden back in Genesis 3. And she said he was Nimrod reincarnated. And because of the belief in transmigration of the soul, it was accepted. And she called his name Tammuz. The great deliverer returned. On many ancient pagan temples, the T of Tammuz was seen hundreds of years before Calvary. Later, she reported that he had been slain by a wild boar, gored in the side, while trying to save people from wild animals, and that he descended into the underworld. But through the weeping of his mother, Ishtar, was mystically revived in spring and came back to life. And this resurrection day became known as Ishtar. Easter is Ishtar. Preceded by 40 days of mourning over the death of Tammuz. It was believed that through fasting and self-chastisement and weeping, they would gain his favor and cause spring to come. Now, if you want to turn with me quickly as we close to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel 8. And verse 14. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Further, the main statue of ancient Babylon was a woman with a crown on her head, a crescent moon, if you will, and a baby son in her arms. And it called for the worship, not of the babe, not of the child, but of the woman. And she took the title, the Queen of Heaven, and would deify her. And it called for the burning of incense to her, and for the offering of bread to her in worship. Again, in Jeremiah chapter 44, Jeremiah chapter 44. And verse 17, but we will do certainly whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offering unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for them, for then had we plenty of victuals, and we were well and saw no evil. Now, over the centuries, this as well as many other aspects of this false religion spread across the world. It's the mother of harlots. And certainly this central idol. For instance, in Egypt, the mother is Isis. The son is Horus that she holds in her arm. In Greece, it's Aphrodite. And her babe is Cupid. In Italy, Venus. And her son, I'm sorry, Cupid. In Aphrodite, it was Eros. Eros was the son. In Italy, it's Venus and Cupid. And today in so-called Christendom, the statue is of Mary. And in her arms, the baby Jesus. Where the mother is worshipped as much, if not more, than the son. It's why she is called the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. You see, true Christianity teaches that the Lord Jesus and he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And only he can forgive sin, and only he is to be worshipped. Never his mother. But this system of religion has survived for 6,000 years. And it lives on in many a pagan religion in the world today. And the intoxicating wine of her idolatry, with its vileness, was bottled thousands of years ago before Rome was ever dreamed of. But the Bible teaches that the whole worldwide system of idolatry, of which Rome is a major purveyor, will unite under the beast. And it will be the cornerstone of his world religion until he destroys her at the midpoint of the tribulation and takes it over himself and demands that he be worshipped in his image. I'm way over time. We'll leave it there. The Lord bless. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow in your holy presence this evening hour. And our Father, we've been looking at a very serious subject. We've been looking at the great counterfeiter, the great evil one, Satan himself, and his counterfeit religion that pervades the whole world and that has deluded millions into thinking they are okay when really they are entrapped in a false religion. And unless they hear the truth and are delivered from it, from this evil, from this false religion, they'll spend eternity in hell. Our Father, our prayer tonight is for those that are trapped, that somehow the gospel, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will shine to their hearts, and it will be revealed to them that the system that they're a part of is wrong, it's error, it's false. And they need to come to Christ and receive him before it is forever too late. Bless this little meeting. Bless this little lighthouse in this corner of the vineyard. May it continue to shine forth for you and to broadcast the truth of the gospel. And may many be won to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus before it is forever too late. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.